Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson Anderson, 97, won a ticket at Ford Field from the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Career Fair. I'm Doug Karsh. That is Scott Anderson. Scott, any big plans for this weekend?
Not yet. No, and I really should start thinking about that with no Michigan, Michigan State being played on Saturday.
Yep.
So, time to think about
what
I want to do. Yeah, I think if the weather is going to be cooperative, then maybe it's time to start doing some things outside.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe think about getting some lights ready to go.
Christmas lights?
Well, I like to put – they're just – the lights I have are like white lights. So – and in my backyard, it makes me happy when they're up. It really does, I got to tell
you. Now, are these like year-round patio lights, or are you talking about specific
holiday
lights? No,
these are they're like Christmas lights, but they're – but I put them up in the holiday season. And,
okay.
And they're just white, although I do have some also that are red and green.
Good for you.
That at some point I'll probably add to it and put those on too. But for right now – I've got a fence around the pond so the dog doesn't go into the pond.
Right.
Not that she would. I mean, she's used to not having a fence around the pond, but just while it's getting ready to. Now there's a netting on top of the pond because we've kind of closed it up for the season. So I like to put the lights around the fencing and through the fencing. It looks kind of cool. So it makes me happy. And, you know, I want to be happy.
Yeah,
so what makes me happy is going to make me happy.
Okay, well, a few things. We talked about the Pistons. They've won 6 of 7. Another great fourth quarter from Cade with 19 points. Finished with in the fourth quarter, finished with 31-10. Jalen Duren, look, he's a lob specialist, but now he's getting out running the floor a little bit more. He had 22 points and 22 rebounds. I don't know how many people saw this. The Asar Thompson touches per game stat. His touches per game from his first 2 years – went from 31 to 33. This year he's averaging 56 touches per game.
Good.
Obviously being way more involved.
Way more involved, yes, which is great. Something else, I watched Pistons Live afterwards after the game was done, and they were interviewing Jalen Duren, and hearing him talk about how much he loves and relishes his role with this team, he loves setting picks. He knows he's a big guy. He goes, I love getting into the lane and feeling an elbow and getting clocked here and there. He goes, I love it. I think it's great. And he goes, I love the role. I love my teammates. This is a team guy. And I don't know if he's just saying that just to say it because he didn't get the extension just yet, which will likely come at the end of the season. I'm sure they'll sign him. But I really genuinely think that he does love his role. Being a rim protector,
yeah,
and playing defense and setting the picks and doing the dirty stuff and being the tough guy who also can have a night where he's going to score 20 or 30 points and bring down 20 rebounds. It's fun to have a guy like that who's completely engaged in the defensive side of the ball because we've seen how successful a team can be when you play defense. It's not a popular thing to do in today's NBA, but I got to believe that today's NBA, you got to score, and we all know that. You got to have shooters. And if you have that, great. But if you have a team that plays defense, then all of a sudden you become a contending team. And more guys that buy in, the better. And that, I think, it was a big difference to last year's team when we asked J.B. Bickerstaff about it. He's like, yeah, we had guys buy into defense. That's the big difference. And to have Isaiah Stewart healthy again is another big reason why this team's off to the start that they're off to.
In the meantime, big game coming up for the Lions on Sunday to get back on track and to make everybody in Detroit just relax a little bit. playing a bad team doesn't solve any issues when you're being held up to a Super Bowl standard. But playing a bad team and getting a win is important coming off this past performance against Minnesota. I went back and watched the Minnesota game again, and I felt better last night when I realized I think they win this game, not comfortably, but I think they win the game if David Montgomery doesn't fumble and if the Lions don't have two catastrophic special teams plays, the block field goal and the return that set up Minnesota in plus territory on their first drive. And I don't think those things are likely to happen again. And, you know, they've played some games where they haven't. There's always, you come out of a game, I think there's always a checklist of things that you'd like to be better. But this one, I realized, without these catastrophic errors, I think they win this football game. And I don't think they're stuff we need to. I think we do need to worry about the O-line, okay? But I don't think we need to worry about David Montgomery having a fumbling problem, and I don't think we need to worry about special teams having catastrophic errors. I think it can happen, but those aren't things that are likely to keep happening. O-line, concern. I'm with everybody else on that. But I think they're good enough to even win games with that O-line performance. Just got to be buttoned up in other places that you typically are buttoned up.
Yeah, and we've seen this year where the offensive line has played very well and opened up holes in the game, and they've run the ball effectively. But I think by and large, it's been a disappointment with the running game this year and where they're at after eight games. I think they would admit that too, that they'd expect to be better off in that aspect of the game, because that changes everything. If you're able to run the ball, you're able to throw the ball better and more effectively. And they're throwing the ball just fine right now. But if they continue to flounder in the running game, then teams are going to get after the quarterback. And we saw Minnesota change some things up at the line of scrimmage. They showed the Lions stuff that they hadn't seen from Minnesota. They've seen it from other teams, but they didn't expect it to come from Minnesota. And they weren't as prepared as they should have been. And it played a massive role in why it was, you know, everybody attacked the quarterback for a large portion of that game. And they've got to figure that out. And I have confidence that the coaching staff will figure that out and be better. I don't think it's ever going to be elite with this group up front, but it can be better. And that's what they need to be. I think you're 100% right that there were a couple plays that really, really cost them. And are they uncharacteristic? Yeah. And when you put those uncharacteristic plays in the same game, it's a perfect storm and a perfect recipe to not win a game against a team that you probably should have beat.
Well, and Washington's a team they should beat. Defensively, Washington 28th in yards allowed per game, 22nd in points allowed per game, 19th in yards allowed per rush. They are 30th in quarterback rating against. They are 19th in quarterback pressures. Now, they have gotten home quite a bit, 13th in sacks, but really this is a good matchup for Detroit. The other story today that is just tragic and disturbing is the passing of Cowboys defensive end Marshawn Nealand, the Western Michigan product, who was just 24 years old. And as the details come out,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Story here, and you might have heard in the update, but from the Dallas Morning News, at about 10:33 last night, the Texas Department of Public Safety troopers attempted to stop a vehicle. This is from the Dallas Morning News. For a traffic violation on the northbound lanes of the Dallas North Tollway near Keller Springs Boulevard. The driver refused to stop, resulting in a pursuit where the troopers lost sight of the vehicle. Vehicle was later located abandoned and had been involved in a crash in the southbound lanes of the Dallas Parkway near Warren Parkway. Initial reports showed that Nealon fled the scene on foot. Officers established a perimeter and searched the area with assistance of a canine and drone units. Though it's not clear from whom, police received information that Nealon had expressed suicidal thoughts. DPS troopers, along with Frisco police, found the driver, Nealon, dead at about 1:31 a.m. from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A tragic story.
That's awful.
And, obviously thoughts and prayers to anybody that may have known. And certainly, you just hope that people, when they're disturbed, they can seek help.
Yeah, it's tragic in any age, but when you hear somebody who's 24 decides to take their own life, it hits harder, and that's tough. It's awful.
Grand Rapids kid, went to high school in Wyoming, Michigan, played at Western Michigan from 2019 to 2023. And sad story today, and certainly thoughts and prayers to anyone who knew him with his Michigan ties. And you wonder, was he just had some...
Don't know.
Undiagnosed mental issues, or I hope... Well, I don't know. I don't know what I hope. It's an awful story. All right, straight ahead. We said we'd get back to the Lions, and Dan Campbell will play. Those two questions. Have you ever thought about saying F them picks, and why did you not make trades? We will get to that coming up today, starting at 12:20 here on Carson Anderson. Open lines, 248-539-9797 here on 97.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.